Thank you very much, Uri, for the introduction. Thank you very much for inviting me to come back. It's actually my third Leil Hashanah Rabbah, so I don't know what that makes, but you'll Paskin to Shaila next year. I want to thank the sponsors and to acknowledge the presence of so many of you who have come out to learn together about a subject that has generated an enormous amount of strong feelings, tremendous amount of passion. There's even some militancy that's associated with this issue. It's an issue that affects, as Uri said, it affects families. It affects who you're going to invite to come to your house, the Shmini Atzeres. Do they sit? Do they not sit? How can they not sit? It's enough in the Gemara. What I want to do tonight is to work through with you, and it's a work in progress, as many sources as I could find that relate to this subject, with a particular interest in trying to justify what happens to be my own personal minhag and our family minhag of not to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And essentially to show you, not to convince you, my goal is not to convince, my goal is to enlighten and to analyze together. I doubt that I will change anybody's mind. I doubt I will change anybody's minhag. There are some of you who have rebbeim who have said to you, I don't care what your family does, I don't care what your father does, you should follow your family minhag with everything, but when it comes to this, absolutely unacceptable not to sit in the sukkah, you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Whatever you do, you'll do, but at least we'll be in a position to better understand and to appreciate some of the issues, and at the very least, to realize that this is a very old issue. This is not an issue that began in the 18th century with Hasidim. It's an issue that already has resonance in the 11th century, in the 12th century, the 13th century. There were already attempts in the 12th century to try to justify this minhag of not sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You'll assess them, you will analyze them, and you'll probably continue to do what you did last year anyway. I want to acknowledge the sources that I used to put together tonight's shiur, and they are referenced at the top of the first page. There's a very, very important article by Professor Eric Zimmer, who I believe is now emeritus. He was a professor at Bar-Ilan University, the history of halacha for many, many years. He published an article on trying to explain the minhag of not to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres over 30 years ago, and it was reprinted in his collection of essays entitled Olam Kiminhago Noheg that was printed in 1996. In 1998, Professor Chaim Soloveitchik wrote a review of Professor Zimmer's book published in the AJS Review, and a piece of Professor Soloveitchik's review relates to this chapter about sitting in the sukkah. I gleaned two things from it, both of which I have xeroxed here for you to fill out some of the potential lacuna in Dr. Zimmer's article. So let's begin from the beginning, and let's learn together. This is a shiur. We're going to learn together. We're going to try to work through the sugya and try to understand as best as we can how to crawl out from this very technical and complicated issue. I will also say, by way of introduction, that earlier today, a friend of mine knew that I was giving the shiur, and he emailed me a link to the Bergen County-based Medrash website. And I spent an incredible half hour, 45 minutes today, listening to a shiur that Rav Soloveitchik gave in Boston in 1969. It was tonight Leil Hashanah Rabbah. It was over 3 hours. The shiur lasted over 3 hours, so don't worry. He probably started earlier than we're starting now. And I invite you to go and to listen. It's crystal clear. It's the Rav B'Malo Kolchosov. And a piece of this shiur, he does an hour and 20 minutes on Hashanah Rabbah, then he goes into Shmini Atzeres. The first issue for about a half hour on Shmini Atzeres is the issue about sitting in the sukkah, and I'll be happy to share with you what he said. So if you go to www.bcbn.org/index, and you'll find Rabbi Soloveitchik, go on Moadim, and then click on 1969, Hoshana Rabbah Shmini Atzeres. There's part one and part two. Each one is about an hour and a half. So if you want to get straight to this issue, in part one, go till about an hour and 18 minutes into the presentation. So Verstehtsach, the first hour and 18 minutes are also worthwhile, but if this is what's burning for you and you can't go to sleep unless you hear what the Rav had to say in 1969, an hour and 18 minutes into the first one, and then go to the second one, part two, for about 20, 25 minutes. And that will tell you the following. The Rav felt very strongly, as you can well imagine, to Gemara Mefureshes, we're going to see it in a moment, Mesav Yasvina and Hilchasa, Mesav Yasvina and Bruchei Lam Mevarachinan. He quoted from the Chayyadam, who quotes from the Gra, which we're going to see later on. The Gra was really militant about this, that even though there were certain coolness with regard to even the first night of Yom Tov in the case of Mitzta'er, but when there was Mitzta'er on the night of Shmini Atzeres, he told all of his followers to put on the shtivul and put on the winter coat and just wrap themselves up and go into the sukkah no matter how cold it was. And the Rav said, the Lashon was, la'fuke midliban shel tzedukim, to oppose those who don't go into the sukkah. He was really very stark about it. The Rav said that the yeshitas not to sit in the sukkah, first he said it's a halachic curiosity, and then he said, quote, there are many shitas which are freak shitas. So he didn't have too much strong support, although he did say, and this was really striking, because I thought that Talmidim of the Rav who tells their Talmidim, I don't care what your father does, you're mechuyav to sit in the sukkah, got it from their Rebbe. And the Rav says, and it's yours to listen to, if somebody wants to adopt what he referred to as a Hasidic minhag, he's welcome to do so, but then you have to be consistent. And if you're going to adopt Hasidish minhagim, so the example that he gave was, then you can't eat, you have to be careful about gebrucht on Pesach, because there's a minhag about Hasidim, don't eat gebrucht on Pesach only until Shmini Sol Pesach, till the last day. So you also can't eat gebrot on Pesach. And if somebody wants to not sit in the sukkah and eat gebrot on Pesach, so there's a gemara about somebody who wants to burn the candle at both ends, Mikule Beit Shammai and Mikule Beit Hillel, it's unacceptable. And he said, again, the Gra was very militant. He said that he grew up with this in his parental home, and the minhag of the Gra was that after Korech, after the eat of the gemara, before the meal, they used to bring the Gra pail of water, a bowl of water, used to take the matzah and dip it in to the water, and he used to eat it, and again, la'fuke mi'liban shel tzedukim. That was the lashon. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. He didn't say it's outrageous, he didn't say it's unacceptable, he didn't say it's crazy, he didn't say you have no right not to sit in the sukkah. He said if you wanted to follow the minhag chassidim, you could follow the minhag chassidim. He wasn't militant about it, but he said you have to be consistent. You can't take a cooler here and a cooler there. So with that hakdama, let's take a look at on page one. We have to start the sugya in sukkah mem vav amid beis, the last few lines. And the Rav actually learns through this gemara in this shir. It's just it's like the good old days. It was really wonderful to have. It was real simchas yom tov for me today. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Berei Derashmo Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Four lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Beis, the first part of page one. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, son of Shilas, says in the name of Rav, Shmini Safek Shvi. What happens in the case of Shmini Safek Shvi? Shmini Safek Shvi is the name for Shmini Atzeres. It's referred to in the Torah Shmini Atzeres. It's referred to in Chazal, in Golos, as Shmini Safek Shvi. So it's the eighth, but it's really a Safek that maybe it's really the seventh. So what's the halacha? Shvi'i l'sukkah and Shmini l'bracha. The Rav's opinion is, the first opinion in the Gemara is, that with regard to sukkah, it has a halacha of Shvi'i. We'll see what that means in a moment. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. And with regard to bracha, it has a halacha of Shmini. What does it mean? The second part, with regard to bracha and azalacha shmini, so Rashi says in the next to the last line, she'omer b'tfila u'birchas ha'mazon v'kiddush esyam shmini chag atzeres hazeh. Now there are a lot of tangential issues that we're going to come up to that I'm going to try to avoid so that we can continue to focus on the issue in front of us. One of which is, so what is the nusach that we say on Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. Rashi's nusach here is, it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So when it's Shmini Lebracha, so the Kedusha Sayom that we invoke on Shmini Atzeres, we refer to it in Tefillah, Birchas HaMazon, and Kiddush as Shmini Atzeres. That's the opinion of Rav. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shmini Loze uloze. Rav Yochanan says that it has a halacha of Shmini for both. Shmini with regard to Sukkah and Shmini with regard to Bracha. Now the Gemara has two ways how to learn the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan. The first way is Mesiv Kule Alma Lo Pligi Biyasvina. With regard to sitting in the Sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, on Shmini Safik Shvii, everybody says we sit in the Sukkah. Rav says we sit in the Sukkah, and Rav Yochanan says we sit in the Sukkah. Even Rav Yochanan, who says Shmini Lozeh Lozeh, also holds you sit in the Sukkah. So what's the machlekes ki pligi lebruche? Whether you make the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, the yeshiva in the Sukkah we do, the machlekes is whether there's a birchas hamitzvah for the yeshiva in the Sukkah. L'man diyamar shvi'i l'sukkah, Rav's opinion, who says that it has halacha of shvi'i l'sukkah as bruchei nami mevarchina. So Rav says not only do we sit in the Sukkah, but on Shmini Atzeres at night we make a bracha mishtaltza chavek or mizetza chavek, and you make a bracha leishiv basukkah. L'man diyamar shmini lozeh lozeh. But according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Baruch Elo Mevarchina, it's Shmini with regard to the halacha that we don't make the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, but the Maisa of Yeshiva Sukkah we do according to everybody. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Nekot de Rabbi Yochanan Biyotcha. Rabbi Yosef says, of the two, of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. What's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Mesav Yasvinan. Beruchei lo mevarchinon. We sit, but we don't make a bracha. We should follow that opinion. The Ravuna bar Bizna v'chol gedolei ador iklu'u besukkah b'shmini safek shvi'i. All the gedolei ador came in a sukkah on that night of Shmini Atzeres. And taka meisiv have a yasvi, but beruchei lo brichi. So we see that they sat, they didn't make a bracha. Zaraya, zot Rabbi Yosef, that we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. It's an earlier discussion in Masechah Sukkah. There's a Mandiyamar who says that you're only mechuyev to say Leishiv Basukkah the first night, and that subsequent to when you go into the Sukkah, you don't have to say Leishiv Basukkah. We don't feel zech that way. We say the brach of Leishiv Basukkah, and whenever we go into the Sukkah, we have a piece of Mizonos, a piece of Motzi, but there's a Shita that says that you only have to make Leishiv Basukkah once. Well, maybe the reason why they didn't say Leishiv Basukkah tonight is not because they're paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe they didn't say Leishiv Basukkah last night either, or the second night or the third night Yom Tov either. How do you know? And for the Gemara, Gemiri de Me'efer Ka'asu, they're coming from a place that we know that they did not yet have a chance, Rashi's Masbir, at all so far to sit in the Sukkah. So it's not as if they ever yet said the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, so therefore this would have been their first opportunity to do so, but they didn't. Is a raya they paskan like Rabbi Yochanan that you sit in the sukkah but you don't make a brach. That's one approach. One approach says that everybody says you sit. The machlekes is with regard to the bracha. Ikad the amri. No, beruche kulei alma lo pligi delo mevarchim. The second opinion says no. With regard to bracha, nobody says you make a bracha. To go make a bracha leishiv basukkah and Shmini Safik Shvi, that's out of the question. Nobody says that we make a bracha. So what's the machlekes? Ki pligi l'meisiv. The machlekes is whether you should sit in the sukkah. L'man diyamar shvi l'sukkah meisiv yasvinan. Rav's opinion is meisiv yasvinan bruchei lo mevarchinan. L'man diyamar shmini l'zeh l'zeh. And according to Rabbi Yochanan's shita, is meisiv nami lo yasvinan. You don't sit in the sukkah either. From a bracha zagaret, you don't make the bracha leishiv basukkah. What about sitting? So with regard to sitting, that's the machlekes. Whether you sit and don't make a bracha, or whether you don't even sit at all. Amr Rabbi Yosef Nakot Rabbi Yochanan Biyadcha. Comes again Nochamal Rabbi Yosef and says again, we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not to sit, certainly not to make a bracha, but also not to sit because it's Shmini Lozeh Ulazeh. Shmini Lozeh Ulazeh means it doesn't have a Shaykhis to Sukkah, so we don't even sit in the Sukkah. Why? How do you know we should follow Rabbi Yochanan that we should not sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres night? Because Demara Deshmaitza, who is Demara Deshmaitza of Rav? How did the Sukkah begin? A few moments ago when we started the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, full lines from the bottom of Memvava Medeis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. So the Demara Deshmaitza is Rabbi Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas. And turns out, Ubishmini Safik Shvi Labami Sukkah Yosef. Turns out that he himself did not sit in the Sukkah on that night. The one who quoted Rav's opinion himself did not follow Rav's opinion. So we see that Mefirzach Nish, like Rav, we Firzach like Rabbi Yochanan, not only do we not make a bracha, but we don't even sit in the Sukkah, that's Naked Diyam. Now comes one of the most famous lines in Shas, certainly this time of year, the Hilchasa, Mesav, Yasvinam Bruchelam Bavarchina. The halacha is, you crawl out from both the first opinion, the second opinion. I want to acknowledge the presence of the Mardasim. We can have a sheet maybe for Rabbi Nu. So the Hilchasa is, Mesav, Yasvinam Bruchelam Bavarchina. However you want to crawl out from the first opinion of the Gemara or the second opinion of the Gemara, Taisus asks, what about Lulav? Why don't we say the same thing by Lulav? What should we say by Lulav? By Lulav also we have a problem. The same problem that we have by Sukkah of Shemini Safik Shvi, we have by the other mitzvah that we have to do on Sukkot, namely the Arba Minim. So what should we do on Shemini Atzeres? Not lay none, and bruch elom avarchinam. Why don't we say the same thing with regard to lulav? Shrek taisus, dibra maschol mesiv, the top taisus, kule alma mesiv, kule alma lo pligi di asvinan, zot taisus, belulav lo rotsu lesaken klau, sheyit vlenu halulav misafek. We don't follow the consistency and say that we should also by lulav do the same thing, namely do the maisa hamitzvah without the birchas hamitzvah. Why? L'fisha hu yamtiv. Because after all, Shmini Atzeres is a yamtiv. Umuktza l'tiltu. And to hold the lulav and yamtiv is muktza. Why is it muktza? Uminkara l'milse she noeg bo minakho. Why am I holding the lulav on Shmini Atzeres? I'm holding the lulav clearly because I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. Clearly because I am now engaged in a sukkah-associated act. If it's a sukkah-associated act, and today is Shmini Atzeres, so I can't do it because the maisa hamitzvah itself is already inappropriate. As opposed to sukkah, same as taisus, we're going to come back to this. This is going to figure very prominently in our conversation, avol sukkah pa'amim shesu kaso areva olav. Ol chelbo asulu biyamtiv. Ah, b'mir's geshmak, I love my sukkah. It's a mechaya, it's nice. You know, the weather reports for Thursday is 85 degrees. Gonna sit home to shtick, to my air conditioning. I've turned it off already, it's supposed to be full. I wanna farbrenzuch in the sukkah, it's a mechaya. So why am I sitting in the sukkah? Because it's nice to sit in the sukkah. Because it's pleasant to sit in the sukkah. The mice of yeshiva sukkah itself is not necessarily, says places, a mitzvah act, it's a geshmak act. So therefore, I can go sit in the sukkah. There's not a problem. The act itself is not a problem, as opposed to by lulav, since why else would I take a lulav? I'm not doing exercises, not doing weights. Why would I take a lulav? Clearly only because of the mitzvah. If it's only because of the mitzvah, then it's not shayach. It's not appropriate. But sukkah is not necessarily because of the mitzvah. Ha'amim shesukaso areva olav. Now, Tosfos doesn't explain the next step. So what's taka the issue? So there are two ways how to look at this. neither of which are clearly, it seems to me, identified in Tosfos. I just want to lay them out. This is also a side issue that we're not going to really be able to get into. It. It's a very important issue. One issue is the asi lezulzule biyaktiv. One approach is that if I'm going to do something that screams sukkos on Shmini Atzeres, so there's a concern that I'm going to be mezalzel in the yamtiv, because if I'm taking a lulav, I'm clearly saying that it's a shana rabba. I'm clearly saying that it's sukkos. So therefore, I'm worried that if I'm acting like it's sukkos, I may be mezalzel in the kedusha sayem of yamtiv, because l'maisa it is yamtiv. So that's one whole approach, and that has a whole set of texts and a whole set of implications. The other is the famous tarte de sastre argument, and that is that there's a mutual exclusivity here. Even if I'm not going to be mezalzel in yamtiv, even if somehow I could be convinced that I'm going to be an erlich chayid, I'm going to really do the right thing on yamtiv, but there is a logical, practical impossibility here. Because how is it shayach for me to do a mitzvah of lulav and to say today in Kiddush the nusach habrach is today Shmini Atzeres? There's something bizarre about this. There's something incompatible about this. There's something fundamentally wrong about this. So the Tosfos says, no, when do we say there's a tarte de sastre? When is there a fundamental mutual incompatibility? That's only in the case of lulav, because the mice of lulav is clearly indicating sukkos. It's screaming sukkos. How can you scream sukkos and say Shmini Atzeres? But in the case of sukkah, because there are times when sukkah so areva, so the maisa mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is not screaming sukkah. It's screaming, I want to have a good time. I want to be comfortable. So if I want to be comfortable, I can be comfortable in Shmini Atzeres also. So therefore, that's less of the tarte de sastre. Let's take a look at the Rosh. I want to cover some more ground, but then maybe at the end we'll have some time. The Rosh on the top right of the second page deals with the same question. And the Rosh is a little bit more explicit in explaining the implications of the difference, or the hesber of the nafkamina between lulav and sukkah. Zot the Rosh, in the second of the wide lines, under the first Haggah, the line beginning Lamachar, by the dock towards halfway down, the inyan meisiv the sukkah b'shmini. With regard to sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, zakti gemara mefuresha silchas meisiv yasvina brucha lo mevarchina. V'hainu taima de lo mevarchina. Why don't we make a bracha? The kiv in the yom Shmini Atzeres, who, because since lemaisa it is Shmini Atzeres, I efshar livruchei asukkah. You can't make the bracha on sukkah the kashya nahadadi, because they contradict one another. E yom sukkah hu lav shmini atzeres hu. The e shmini atzeres hu lav yom sukkah hu. Umishum b'sveika hi, since it's a safek, parvayu avdina l'chumra. We do both l'chumra. Namely, one of the both that we do l'chumra, number one, is yasvina b'sukkah v'lom v'rchinan. And number two is the Noagin Ba Mined Yomtiv to Hu Yom Shmini Atzeres Ravdin on Luchum. So in the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah of Sukkah is mutually exclusive to the Kedusha Sayom. Today is Shmini Chag Atzeres. Aval Belulav La Ratzu Latake Sheyitluhu Belo Bracha Misafek Bezal Bekasha Tosfos Kasha. Why? Why is lulav different? Lefi shehu mukta letilto, uminkara milsa shehu noe ba min hachol. Forget about the bracha for a second. What about the maisa mitzvah itself? Is there a mutual exclusivity in the maisa mitzvah also? Zot the Rosh, in the case of lulav, there is. Not just in the bracha of the lulav, but in the taking of the lulav is already problematic, bekashya nahadadi. Because it's clear that he's noeg ba min al-chol. How can he be noeg min al-chol on a yomtiv? It's not shayach. Avol sukkah pa'amim shesukaso areva olav v'ochel ba afilu b'yomtiv achron. The fact that I'm sitting in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres is not because I necessarily want to be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. It's because I want to bring zuch in the sukkah. So therefore the maisa hamitzvah is not kashin hagadi, The kasha in the hadadi arises in the birchas hamitzvah, as opposed to lulav. In the case of lulav, the maisa hamitzvah itself is already kasha in the hadadi, so therefore lulav we don't touch, but sukkah we go into, but we don't make a bracha. So the psak of the Gemara is clear. It doesn't get more clear than this. The maskanas haGemara is hilchasa meisav yasina bruchel amavurchi. So let's start with the Sefer HaParadis L'Rashi. You know, Rashi died in the beginning of the 12th century, and Rashi spawned an entire literature. It's called Sifras Debei Rashi. So there's the Sefer HaOra L'Rashi and the Sefer HaParadis L'Rashi and the Siddur Rashi. These are Talmidim of Rashi who put together the practices of their Rebbe based on the Torah of their Rebbe. So it's not that Rashi wrote it, it's written by the Talmidim, but it's from the school of Rashi. So the Sefer HaParadis of Rashi, we're looking at the 12th century, says as follows, on the top left of page 2, 12th century. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zeila de Rashi, the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Belel Shmini Safik Shvi, here again it's the same Lashon, Shmini Safik Shvi, on the night of, tomorrow night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, Kideish Besukah, the Yoshavba, the Gam Lamacha Rasa came. Right? So, good Jew, stayed in Gemara, Mesav Yasvina. So Rashi sat in the Sukkah, the night of Shmini Atzeres, and the day of Shmini Atzeres. The Chenasa Rabbeinu Yaakov, ben Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi Nucho Eidet. Rabbeinu Yaakov, the son of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, we know a shtickle about Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, who was one of the Rabbeim of Rashi. He had a number of sons, we'll see in a second. One of his sons, by the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov, did what Rashi did, namely, sit in the sukkah straight through night and day on Shmini Atzeres. Shekal Echav, because the brothers of Rabbeinu Yaakov, ben Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, namely the other sons of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, namely Rabbeinu Eliezer and Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi, Kidshu Bebayis, the Achlu Chutz L'Sukkah. On the night of Shmini Atzeres, they made Kiddush at home. And they ate on the night of Shmini Atzeres at home. Ulamachar v'yom achlu b'sukkah. The next day they ate in the sukkah. So they already in the 12th century, it's not a chassidus shemaisa. In the 12th century, Rashi's chavrusis, in Rashi's yeshiva, the sons, two out of the three sons of Rashi's Rebbe, on the night of Shmini Atzeres did not sit in the sukkah. The Tam Shalohem Zakta'il of the Sefer HaParadis, Mitam of Yerushalmi. They based their reasoning on a Yerushalmi. Now what follows is another couple of words that are very enigmatic. I think I cracked their meaning, and we'll come back to them shortly, and I think I understand what they're trying to say. V'chein, skip to the middle of the next line, V'chein Psikta Mashma. We're going to take a look at Yerushalmi, Azirak to Yerushalmi below. We're going to work through the Yerushalmi. But I want to finish the Sefer HaParadis L'Rashi. V'sha'alti es Rabbi Yaakov Levi, and I asked Rabbi Yaakov Levi, remember he's the son of Rabbi Yitzchak Levi who did like Rashi, who ate in the sukkah the night and the day. The Omar, and he told me, Mitchila hoya avi noheg besafeg b'leil shmini l'kadesh babayis v'achasham, that my father originally also used to sit at home on the night of Shmini Atzeres and make Kiddush at home and not go into the sukkah. Ulamachar b'sukkah, and the next day he would go into the sukkah. Kederach Shaos and Acha, he would do like what my brothers do. We saw earlier that the two brothers, Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Shmuel, did that. Avol b'ziknuso, but when he got older, so pa'amim haya yoshev b'leil safek shvi'i b'bayis u'pa'amim b'sukkah. So there was no consistency. When he got older, sometimes at night, he would have to go into the sukkah. Sometimes he wouldn't, sometimes he would. When he was younger, he never went into the sukkah. When he got older, so sometimes he went into the sukkah. The hein v'rav rafi b'yoda, hein v'lav rafi b'yoda, that means it wasn't clear. There's no clarity. Sometimes ahin, sometimes air. This is what he would do. V'rav Alexandri hayed olav, shebetchilo hayanoeg leishev b'bayis b'leil safik shvi'i ulamachar b'sukkah. But originally, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, at night used to stay home, and in the next day he would go into the sukkah. Avol chaveiro Rav Shlomo v'shar rabosenu amru lo, but Rashi had a conversation with him and the other members of the chabura. V'chazabo, and he changed his mind. And according to Rav Alexandri, Rav Yitzchak Halevi then always went into the sukkah, both at night as well as during the day. V'chein Rabbeinu Shneir Halevi yosav b'sukkah b'leil safek shvi'i, tomorrow night shmini atzeres, v'cholek al she'en yoshvin, and he argues on those who don't sit in the sukkah, maybe Raya Mitzit. If you look 4 lines from the bottom, where I cut off the Sefer HaParadeis in the middle of the line, Ubisafek Leil Zayin, so the bottom line is, Ubisafek Leil Zayin, that's tomorrow night, Shmini Safek Shri, Yoshvin Besukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah, V'gam L'mochar Ochlem Bo, and the next day you also have to eat in the sukkah, Avalom V'Varchina, but we don't make a bracha, not at night and not in the day, Kedamrina and Shmini Safek Shri, Mesav Yasminan, Bruch Elom V'Varchina. So we already have, in the 12th century, a whole shakmit, feine gedolim, rishaynim, who didn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, sometimes not at all at night, sometimes at night, sometimes not at night. In other words, there's already a clear tradition in the 12th century, in Rashi's Chabura already, not necessarily to be makbid, to follow the absolute, crystal, clear conclusion of the Gemara of Mesav Yasvin and Bruch Elom Avarchin. And the Sefer HaParadei says that it's based on a Yerushalmi. So now let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey in Sukkah. The Yerushalmi begins the last few words on the previous line are just the name of the person, Rab Abba, Bar Kana, Rab Chia, Bar Ashi, Mishem Rav. So this goes back to Rab Abba, Bar Kana, Rab Chia, Bar Ashi, Mishem Rav. Tzarech Adam Lifsol Sukasa Mevaodyo. That it's on Aishana Rabba in the afternoon. It's also a Gemara. If we have time, we'll see the Gemara also. It's a Bavli. That if it's Aishana Rabba tomorrow in the afternoon, so in order to demarcate Sukkis from Shmini Atzeres, you have to parcel the Sukkah. Look at the Pnei Moshe. It's the last wide line on the right-hand side. Tzarech Adam Lifsol Sukkasa Mibaod Yom Shol Yom Shvi. We're not talking about Hashana Rabbah, about the last day of Sukkis. Imrotzehu Lifsol B'Sukkah Gam B'Leil Yom Tevachra. If you're going to want to pack a sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Oz Tzarechu Lifsol HaSukkah Mibaod Yom, you have to make sure that you're going to be sitting in a pasul of Sukkah. You have to pasul the Sukkah before Yom Tov if you're going to want to sit in it during Yom Tov. The lasos bar ezo dover haposla. What's the consideration? We're going to come back to this also. Kadesha le yahomira kimosif the yoshev the Sukkah b'shmini atzeres. Because after all, we have a problem of baltosif. And the problem of baltosif is a serious problem. Pasuk says you sit in the sukkah 7 days, and now you're going to go ahead and sit in the sukkah 8 days. You're sitting in the sukkah 8 days is adding a fifth min to the lulav, or a fifth bias to the tefillin. You're adding a day to sukkah. So there's a problem with baltosif. You can't sit in the sukkah on the 8th day because there's a baltosif problem. How do you avoid the baltosif problem? You pasul the sukkah. If you pasul the sukkah, you're not sitting in a sukkah. If you're not sitting in the sukkah, there is no baltosif. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Tzarech lekadesh besoch beso. That the night of Shmini Atzeres, Shteit Yerushalmi, you have to make kiddush at home. Tzarech lekadesh besoch beso. Zot the Pnei Moshe, Tzarech lekadesh besoch beso. Afilu rotzehu lecho besukkah belele yom tovachron. Even if you're going to want to sit in the sukkah on that night on Shmini Atzeres, you can't say the kiddush in the sukkah. Why not? Mipnei shehu mazkir b'kiddush es yom shmini atzeres hazeh ve'enu shayach l'sukkah. What's Rambam the Zacha does? Here I'm saying it's shmini atzeres and I'm looking up and I'm in a sukkah. It can't be. It doesn't work. to say Shmini Atzeres in a sukkah. So even if I want to sit in the sukkah, says the Yerushalmi, Kiddush, I have to make it home. Skip two lines. Rav Acha bar Chinina b'shem Rav, mi shesukoso areva olav. Familiar phrase to us. Somebody enjoys spending time in the sukkah. Mekadesh belele yom tov ha'achlan b'soch beso, va'ola va'ochel b'soch sukkaso. If you want to sit in the sukkah, v'akasha, sit in the sukkah. But you have to make Kiddush at home. You have to make Kiddush at home. Now we've seen two considerations. Number one is there's a Baltaisa problem. And number two, we'll call it the Tarte de Sasre problem. Let's go back to the Sefer HaPardes. The Sefer HaPardes bases those who don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, basing it on this Yerushal. Now the Rav in the tape that I told you about says that this is ridiculous. And in fact, if you take a look on the top of page 5, just for a moment, the Minhagim of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Midura, at the top of page 5, Rabbi Yitzchak Midura was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Maharam Rutenberg was one of the last of the great Balei HaTosfos, who lived at the end of the 13th century. And so we're talking now with the second half of the 13th century, a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. He lived actually through almost all of the 13th century. He died at the end of the 13th century, so his Talmud is here a little bit beforehand. So he quotes this Gemara at the top of page 5, Shmini Safik Shvi, Yoshvin Basukha Leil Shmini, Ubiyom Shmini Eno Mevarech Leishiv Basukha, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make the bracha, Kidam Rinan, quotes the Gemara, Yisuve, Yisuvinan, Bruche Lo Mevarechina. Va'osan Bnei Adam, now in the 13th century, 100 years later, Va'osan Bnei Adam Shenoagim, Debaleel Shmini Safek Shvi Ochlam Bebesam, Ubiyom Chosim Lechol Basukha. So this is a live issue. We're now in the 13th century. A Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg knows people who don't follow the Gemara Mefureshes and who have their practice that on the night they stay home and then they only go back in during the day. Haim Rotsim Lekayim HaYerushalmi, they want to follow the Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, Alma Mashma Menai Yerushalmi Shein Leishe B'sukah B'shmini Safik Shvi. But Valeim Nehmar, 4 lines from the bottom, we just read it not too long ago, Pasuk in Koheles, Haksil B'choshech Olech, Tzmarishkei, they're blind. How can you bring a raya from a Yerushalmi? Why can you not bring a raya from a Yerushalmi? Because Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not a Tzveik HaDiyayman. Eretz Yisrael, of course you don't sit in the sukkah. So the whole Yerushalmi is irrelevant to this whole conversation. Zokeh Heilige Rabbi Yitzchak Midura, the HaYerushalmi v'Talmud Dibar lo pligi adodi. The Yerushalmi lo nistafek b'shmini safek shvi. Yerushalmi is not addressing the case of safek. The Lohem HaYapshita the HaVishmini. The Loh HaYulosim b'Yerushalmi ala yomecha. What are we talking about? We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. There's no stake in the Yom. Avalonu misupakim. V'lachem yisuv yashminam below bracha. So I'll tell you why I think, I'll tell you it's out of the Sefer HaPardes. This is a lot of Haravanya, and this goes back to the full 5 words we skipped. And you'll tell me if I'm onto something. I'm not convincing. I don't want to convince. I want to just work this through. Go back to the Sefer HaPardes. Sefer HaPardes has 4 or 5 enigmatic words. This is quoted in another Sefer called Masa HaGaonim. Masa HaGaonim is also a bunch of Rishonim. And the editor of the Masa HaGaonim, I should have xeroxed it for you, after the words, Milele Yom HaAchron, Dehainu Yom Tes, at the beginning of the 5th line, put a question mark in the middle. Because they couldn't figure out what it was, but I think I understand it. What's the raya from the Yerushalmi? Why is Rabbeinu Yitzchak Midura not on the mark? Because if you medayek, there's one letter in the Yerushalmi that's very important. And that's what I think the Sefer HaPardes is trying to say here. The Yerushalmi says, 5 lines from the top, Rav Acha Rav Chanina B'Shem Rav, Misha Sukoso Areva Olav, Mekadesh, what's the next word? Belei Lei. Yom Tov Achma. What do you mean, lay, Yom Tov Achma? Where's there lay, Yom Tov Achma? And as you saw, there's no lay, Yom Tov Achma, and there's lil, Yom Tov Achma. The lay, Yom Tov Achma, leads me to believe that the Yerushalmi is in fact talking about lay, when there are two. That this Yerushalmi is in fact addressing a Metzias of Sefer Yom. So we have two Yom Tov Achron. Now we're going to say for our paradise. The Tam Shalom in the fourth line, the Talmud Yerushalmi, Misaper Milei Yom HaAchron Dehainu Yom Pes. Oh! Yom Pes? Now you're talking my language. Yom Pes? Yes, now the Chaligamir and Golus. Now you're talking straight to the Yom. And what is Yerushalmi Pashkin? Lei. Not actually so, but it's only Leil. But lay, what is Yerushalmi Paskin? Shami Paskins, Zotah Eliga Rabacha, Misha Sokotso Areva, Allah Mekadesh, Belay, Yom Tevachum, and it's a stake in the Yom of the Sobeso. And then if you want, Ba'olavacha, Besoch Sukasa. So I think those are the five words in the Sefer HaParadesh, the Diyuk from the lay, and I think that slugs up the Rabbi Yitzchak Midurer's bomb. Ksil b'choshech oilech bomb kasha on the paradise. Because how can you bring a riot from Yerushalmi? We're talking about Golus. We're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. But I think that's what he means, and I think that's the diak and the lele. So what do we have so far? We have a Sefer HaParadesh that says, for some reason, which I can't figure out, over here, they pass them like Yerushalmi. The Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, Hilchasa, Meshav Yasin and Bruchal Mavarchina. For some reason, they went with the Yerushalmi and they didn't go with the Bavli. Now let's skip to page 4. So Professor Chaim Soloveitchik, in his review of Eric Zimmer's book, Professor Eric Zimmer's book, says, Iyakir Chasim and Asefer. He says that the most fundamental argument defending not sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Zimmer forgot. Zimmer didn't quote. And he says where to go. In his treatment, top page 4, this is from Professor Soloveitchik of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, our author, Professor Zimmer, has omitted the characteristically original position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Kolonimus in his Yechusei Tanoim V'Amorayim. It deserves wider currency as it is the most cogent argument ever made for eating indoors in Shmini Atzeres. So I go look in the Yechusei Tanoim V'Amorayim and Zirach pages 329 and 330 before you. We don't have time to work through the whole thing. It's a geschmack shtickel, and if you're really passionate about this, you'll take the time to do so in the sukkah tomorrow night as you're working through this issue. But here's what he says. Look in line number 5. He quotes the Gemara. He quotes the Ikka D'Amri. Remember, what did the Ikka D'Amri say? The Ikka D'Amri said that the Machloikis is certainly not with regard to Bracha. Bracha, nobody makes a Bracha. The Machloikis is whether we should sit in the Sukkah without a Bracha. So according to Rav, who says that it has Halacha Shvi'i, you sit in the Sukkah, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you remember, who said Shmini, Luzer, Luzer, you don't sit in the Sukkah. Kumtz again, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, who do we paskan like in the Yigad Amri? We paskan like Rabbi Yochanan. Namely, we do not sit in the Sukkah. Why not? Because the Bala Memra of Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Bered of Shmuel Bar Shilas himself did not sit in the Sukkah. So clearly, Nefritzach Nishtar Zayim, we don't sit in the Sukkah. On that, says the Gemara, the Hilchasa, Mesav Yasin and Bruchalam of Rechina. The Rabbi Yehuda Bered Kolonimus was the Rebbe of the Rokeach, the Belazar Bala Rokeach, Hasidei Ashkenaz, 12th century. 12th century. But again, it's not a Hasidei Shemaisa. We're talking now in the 12th century, the Rebbe of the Rokeach. You know, the Kolonimus family was the most central family in early Ashkenaz. At the end of the 10th century, the Kolonimus family came to Ashkenaz from Italy, and that's how the Ashkenazi Jewish community began, with the Kolonimus family. They had a particular expertise in liturgy, in piyutim, and so you know then on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Shalosh Regalim, on Tisha B'Av. There's Kolonimus and Kolonimus and Nachamal Kolonimus all over the place. It's from this family. See, Kaya comes from a Chashev family, a Sinaiit, the Rebbe of the Rokeach. He said something that whatever hair I didn't have stood up when I read this just a couple of days ago when I found Dr. Soloveitchik's order. It's unbelievable. The quote the Yigid Amri, the first four lines. Vihine, the beginning of the fifth line. Yesh shenoagim kelishna basra. There are those who follow the Yigid Amri. And you remember what the Yigid Amri is? After Rabbi Yosef finishes, that no bracha and no sitting in the sukkah and shmini atzeres. V'yesh nogin kalish nabasa mishum dekabalahi. The rov ikka da'amri shed the Talmud hu ikka. If you have a first lashon, you have an ikka da'amri, so you follow the ikka da'amri. Now listen to this. I vashteid after the ikka da'amri. Hilchas Yosef Yasmina Brucha Lama Verchina. V'hanoag in Omrim, kimashe kosav b'svarim. Hilchasa Yisuve Yasvinam Bruche Lom Levarchinan Eino Meseder Agamar Elami Lashon Alachas Gedolos Amar Rav Yudoi Kosav Mechkar. All of a sudden I write a krachen, textual analysis. All of a sudden the text of the Gemara is not all from Amarayim. All of a sudden the text of the Gemara, the Aranga from Aranga Vortzult Aranga krachen, a little bit from the Gaonim into the text of the Gemara. So that scholars say this, and that this is a whole issue in scholarship of Zainzach. But from the early Rishonim say, that's not a Gemara. I'm not responsible to hold by Hilchus and Esav Yasvina, Ruchelem of Erchei. It's a later interpolation, is Altman Children. It's an interpolation. It's not a Gemara. Later on, 200 years later, the Rav Yudai Gon, the Baal Halachas Gemara, that rang of Vortzult into the Gemara. But I'm not bound by that. What am I bound by? What am I left with? I'm left with one approach, and I'm left with the Yigid Amri. What I do when I'm left with one approach and an Yigid Amri? I'm an Yigid Amri man. I follow the Yigid Amri. What's the maskan of the Yigid Amri? Maskan of the Yigid Amri of Yosef. You don't sit in the sukkah. So according to the Rebbe of the Rokeach, 12th century, bona fide, you don't sit in the sukkah. And he's not in the spoil. From Hilchus Amesav Yasin Bruchalam Avarchim. I'm not bound by that. That's not my issue. Somebody later on slipped it into the Gemara. It's not my problem. Ich bin geblieben with the two Ikad Amris, the first and the... And I'm an Ikad Amri person, and that's it. He's not even squirming. He's not even uncomfortable. He's not even hiding behind his Gemara here. Just right out. It's unbelievable what he says. And then a little bit further on, we'll skip a little bit because we can't really work through the whole thing. It says as follows. A little bit more than halfway down, the line beginning Dishmuel. The second word on the line beginning Dishmuel, a little bit more than halfway down. Zot the Heilige Rebbe the Verb Kolonimus. Mikivan, the second line of the line beginning Dishmuel. Mikivan Sha'as Inuhu Kiddush Betfila. When I come into my house on the night of Shmini Atzeres, I've already done a ritual act. Even before I make Kiddush at home, I've already done something that acknowledges that it's Shmini Atzeres. Namely, what did I do? That when I daven Ma'ariv, I already indicated that it's Shmini Atzeres. So Mikivan Sha'aseunu Kiddush Letzila. Shuv ein lanu linhog bo hafsaka. Once you already invoked Shmini Atzeres, you can't now go be mafsit in the Shmini Atzeres-ness of the day by going into the sukkah. The mechzi ki'ilu yom shmini chol shamoi. Because if I go into the sukkah, that means that it's sukkahs. That means that it's chalamai. But I already just said Zakr Yudaber Kalainam is that it's Shmini Atzeres. Ella, Kivin Shehishchil Bekedusha. Since already in Shul, I said that it's Shmini Atzeres. The Yotza Miklal Chol Shel Shvi'i. So I've already made an announcement that it's no longer Shvi'i. It's no longer Sukkot. For 7 minutes ago, 27 minutes ago in Shul, I said it's Shmini Atzeres. Shul, they no posek. I can't do anything that will lead anyone, including me, to believe that it's not Shmini Atzeres. The Hechi Toche Linhog Chova Shel Sukkah Biyom Shmini Nishum Safik Shvii. If the Rova who Maskir Gshamim, he has another issue which comes up much later on repeatedly. Here I am, I'm being Maskir Gshamim, and here I am, I'm sitting in the Sukkah. Can I have Kavana when I'm Maskir Gshamim that I want the rain to come if I want to go sit in the Sukkah? We know what rain is on Yom Tov. We know how not nice it is. So if I'm being Maskir Gshamim, how's it shayach for me to have an obligation to sit in the Sukkah? V'od, she'tzorech levarech dekiddush hayom es yom shmini chag ha'atzeres hazeh, v'imbanu l'chayvo b'sukkah. If you're going to be mechayev the person to sit in the Sukkah on the night that in Kiddush I say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, harei mischavein liyeshivas mitzvah Sukkah. By sitting in the Sukkah, I'm mechavein to sit in the Sukkah, and if I'm mechavein to sit in the Sukkah, how is it shayach for me to say that it's not Sukkah, for me to say that it's Shmini Atzeres? V'hayoshan b'shmini b'sukkah ni'idein oloka. There's a problem of baltosis if I want to sleep in the sukkah. The ein lasos chova b'makom shesosrin zezek agon hocha. Here, come back to, it's a tarte desastre. There's a mutual exclusivity between invoking Shmini Atzeres and sitting in the sukkah. Kigon hocha de mevarech ayom shmini. And at the same time, umaskir gevuros geshamim, and v'yeshev b'sukkah. So in the 12th century, the Heiliger Rekeach Rebbe already said, first with a shtickle of modern scholarship, 12th century version, and second of all with a shtickle of lumbus, that it's not shayach to sit in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, because it raises all kinds of problems, and the issue of Mesav Yasminon is a non-issue, because it's not in the original text of the Gemara. Page 5. Let's go to the Maharil. I'm running out of time. So the Maharil, the Heilige Maharil, who was sort of the godfather of Minhag Ashkenaz, so much of the Ramah that we have in the Shulchan Aruch is based in the Maharil. The Maharil lived the end of the 14th, beginning of the 15th century. Listen to a story of the Maharil. Amar Lanu Mahari Segel, the Maharil. This is taken from the Minhag of the Maharil of Chosluluf. The Iklahu Pamachas Lusukas Marenu Rav Meir Meigra. One day, one year on Sukkot, he went to visit the Sukkah of Rav Meir Meigra. Ubelel Shmini Safek Shvi'i, and on the night of Shmini Atzeres, Halach the Heilige Marina of Rav Meir Aniskar, the Suda Beis Achairus, and he ate at home. He had his Suda at home. Kasher Od Hayom Noagin Mishpachas Lombardi, the Mishpachas of Lombardy. Lombardy is northern Italy. It's a whole piece of real estate. The Mishpachas that come from Lombardy Ad Hayom Noagin Sheponin min hasukkah leil ches afik zayin, that the night of Shmini Atzeres they pack out of the sukkah and go home. Ubishachris the yom ches chozer v'sod in the sukkah, and the next day they go back. And what happened? Ubaleil ches, and it was on the night of Shmini Atzeres, achar shegama maharil su'udasa b'sukkah, holach etzel maharam lebeis acharet v'sameach imo. The maharil ate in the sukkah, and he wants the Farbrengzach with his good friend, the Reb Meir. So he goes into Reb Meir's house from the Farbrengzach. Reb Meir is sitting at home on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And he doesn't come in with double barrels, shotguns, killing Reb Meir. What kind of machutz, what kind of shagins are you? You're sitting at home on Shmini Atzeres. Well, that's fine. I do what I do, you do what you do, that's great. It didn't bother him. It didn't bother Maharil to go to visit his friend in the friend's house on Shmini Atzeres at night, because the Maharil pack ate in the sukkah. After he finished, he picked himself up, he benched, and he said whatever he said, and he left, and he went to visit his friend in his house. And they had a great conversation, the Rebbe and Lerner. What do you think they're going to do when the Maharil went to visit Rabbi Igra? So he tells us the story. He asks the kasha, why is the nusach habracha lulav al nitilas lulav? Shouldn't we make a nusach habracha for the first thing that's mentioned in the pasuk? You know, we have a principle when it comes to the shiva minim, which takes kedima. The first ones that are mentioned in the pasuk take kedima. So what is the first one in the pasuk? The kasha v'amrishim preitz hadar. So Esrit is the first. So we should make the bracha. The nusach habracha should be al nitilas Esrit. Why is it al nitilas lulav and zemafalpulzach and gishmak? They have a wonderful evening together, and you don't hear boo from the Ma'aril that his beloved friend with whom he's mafalpah and learning Nistam the whole night of Shmini Atzeres is sitting in the house in the Beis HaChayref and didn't have a problem, and Kasher, Odayom, Noagim, there are other families who also don't go at night in the 14th and the 15th century. Rabbi Yosef Yuspaha Norlingen, the end of the 16th, beginning of the 17th century in Germany. I'm dafka want to show you pre-Hasidic texts, so we shouldn't be under the impression that this is a Hasidic Hamtzah. This is way back, way back. So Rabbi Yosef Yuspaha Norlingen says in the Yosef Fomitz, bottom page 5, Shmini Atzeres Chayv Lecho Kola Su'udos Besukah. He follows the party line. You have to eat in the sukkah. Gemara Mefereshes, Mesiv Yasmina, Vimchal Shmini Atzeres B'Shabes, Muchiv Laso Suda Shlishis B'Sukkah. You have to have Shalashudis also in the sukkah. V'chenim Ritzono Lecho Me Ritzono Afilu B'Bein Hashmotzos Shebein Shmini Atzeres L'Simchas Torah Mechayev Lecho B'Sukkah. 100%, no way out, you have to sit in the sukkah. Mikan Mochach. The law of Shapir Avdu, Ha'ochlim Ktsas Min Tzu'udah Shachris V'Shmini Atzeres Chutz L'Sukkah. So he already, at the end of the 16th, beginning of the 17th century, also knows that Jews, who taka, don't eat everything in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, and he says they're wrong. Rak, Mishpachas Twa, there's a special family that comes from the city. Rashi was born in the city of Twa, T-R-O-Y-E-S, in France, and there's a family, Chush is a family that was around already the beginning of the 17th century that traced its origins from Tois. The name was Tois. That rock, this particular mishpacha, ha'ochlim kol ha'seuda leil shmini atzeres chutz l'sukkah, yesh lahem ma'ashi yizmachu. He doesn't tell us what it is, but he says yesh lahem ma'ashi. There's none of this. Shegetz, Eisvar, Menuvum, Mushchis, Meshukit, how can you do this? It's Geferlach, you're Shegetz. There's none of this, none of this. We don't find any of this. It's a bona fide minute. Eschreit Gewalt till now, Lav Shapirati. But don't mess with the Twa family. They're on solid ground. Yesh Lohem, Amashi Yismachu. I'm just going to walk you through the rest because I want to take no more than 6-7 minutes. Let's go to the Korban Nesan at the bottom of page 6. You remember the Rush? The Rush said, similar to Tosfos, what's the nafkamina between Lulav and Sukkah? Why don't we say by Lulav, Natle, Natlinan, Bruche Lomav Archinan? Because by Sukkah, the Maisa HaMitzvah itself is problematic because it's clear that I'm doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, otherwise why would I carry around a Lulav and an Esrit? As opposed to Sukkah, Pa'amim, what's the Lashon? Shesukaso Areva Olav. Zakt, the Korban Nesanel, Sifkaten Zayin, Avol Sukkah, Pa'amim, Shesukaso Areva Olav. Va'ocha ba'afilu b'yam tova'achron. Amnam. Im ba'oso yom eish tzina. Let's say segid gefährlich kalt on Shmini Atzeres, o ruchos, or it's very windy, o shum shinui avir, there's a change in the weather, detrimental. Ein min aroy lecho b'sukkah b'yom Shmini Safek Shvi, because the argument of sukkaso areva when it's 4 degrees outside and you're ready to plot is obviously doesn't stand. It's not Areva. You're sitting there. So there is no Areva. So when it's really cold, so there is no Areva. So in that case, says the Korban Nesanel, that it's the same problem that we have by Lulav. So then the Maisa HaMitzvah itself becomes problematic. It's not that the Mutual exclusivity is only on the bracha, but the ma'isa mitzvah is okay because not a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a kosher areva. It's supposed to lulav. Where? Why else would I be doing it? Well, if it's minus 10 outside, why else would I be in the sukkah? Unless I want to do the ma'isa mitzvah. So the ma'isa itself is already, not just the bracha. This opened up a door through which went a whole huge army. And we don't have time, but you'll take a look. The bottom of page 7, the top of page 8, the Aruch HaShulchan builds the whole heter based on weather. The top of page 7, we don't have time, I'll just leave you with a text that I don't begin to understand what it's talking about, but it's a whole Kabbalistic, this is already in the 17th century, before Chassidus. It's a whole Kabbalistic reason why Alpi Kabbalah Yudafka should demonstratively march out of the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, why Alpi Kabbalah it's bad to be in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Alpi Kabbalah 17th century. This Chaim Yit, Rav Yosef Samiga, lived in Venice in the 17th century. The Chayadim I told you earlier is really very stark on following the Gemara Hilchasa. He didn't know from Kunsen, from funny mises about the text. The Gemara says, Hilchasa Mezen V'Yosvina. And the Aruch HaShulchan tries to justify this minute based on the weather. So we have as follows. We have one justification is the Yerushalmi. And my diuk is in the Lay. The fact that the Yerushalmi is not Apipashtus, we would imagine talking about Eretz Yisrael, but he's not because of the Lay. We have an issue about Baltosif. We have an issue about Tarte de Sasre. We have an issue about Kabbalah. And we have an issue about the weather. If the weather is bad, so the Sukkoso Areva doesn't apply, and we're left with the same problem that we have by Lula. So there are five justifications for the reason to not sit in the sukkah, and here we don't have time to go into whether it's not, there are multiplicity of minhagim, so you know, some people don't sit in the sukkah at night and sit in the sukkah in the day. Some people don't sit in the sukkah at night and don't sit in the sukkah in the day either, but they go in to have a shtickel kiddush and lekach and talk about the levyasan and leave. There are multiplicity of minhagim of what to do, and each one of them has a nuance to it. But at least the concept of how could you do this, it's a Gemara, Mefureshes, is at the very least an issue that you see has been grappled with intensely already in the 12th century with a multiplicity of justifications. I xerox for you Professor Chaim Soloveitchik's theory, which you'll read on your own at the bottom of page 8. Whatever you do, it's the right thing. I wish all of you a really wonderful and a Feilachim Yom Tov. Thank you.